Haran Mem Aleph. Lev Nishbar V'Atzvus Eino Inyan Echad Klal. Being broken heartedness and sadness are not the same thing at all. Which one's good, which one's bad? Lev Nishbar is a very useful tool in Avodas Hashem, as we'll see. And Atzvus, being sad, has no place B'Chlal in Avodas Hashem. And sometimes they are confused one for the other. That a person who thinks that he has the Heilig Madrig of Lev Nishbar is really just sad and depressed. Sometimes a person thinks he's sad and depressed when really he has an opportunity to tap into a Lev Nishbar. Like the Pasuk says, Lev Nishbar v'nidkeh Elokim lo sivzeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes a Lev Nishbar. Hashem sees a Lev Nishbar as the shoresh of humility, of bittul, in a wholesome way that leaves a person feeling broken and whole at the same time. Ki lev nishbar hu belev, because a lev nishbar comes from the lev. Aval atzvas hu ba min ha-tchol. But atzvas, like it says in Tikkuni Zohar, comes from the tchol. What's the tchol? The spleen. So things that come from the heart, the heart is a very holy organ. The heart also needs to be used properly, but the heart at least is mushrash in a place of kedusha. The spleen, on the other hand, the emotions that come from the spleen, the sadness and the depression, the mara shchora, the bitterness that comes from the spleen, leads to atzvus, and atzvus is a very terrible avera. The atzvus ruhu me'atchol hi sitra achra. V'akadosh Baruch Hu sone osa. Atzvus comes from the sitra achra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the sadness that comes from the sitra achra. Very simple. What's the difference between a lev nishbar and atzvus? What's the difference between a person who's battling depression and a person who has a healthy sense of brokenheartedness? Know what I would you say? Yeah.
Depression is baseless.
What do you mean?
Other than just being sad.
Is it not based on anything? It might be.
Nothing is making him depressed.
Okay, sometimes you can't identify it. Okay. Okay.
There's less cause.
Yeah.
Like, right,
meaning when a person's depressed, a person who's really going through depression can't do anything. A person who's truly depressed cannot do anything. And again, if you've never dealt with it in a clinical way, you can't even begin to understand what that means. Like, you're depressed, so get up and get out of bed and like come do something and go feel better. And the person will say, I can't. What if you can't? Just get up. Your feet aren't working? What's the problem? Climb out of your bed and go do something and then you'll be happy again. And a person who's depressed is totally, totally shut down. If you're totally shut down, you can't do anything. If you can't do anything, you can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way, shape, or form. So a person who's depressed, a person who's in a state of atzvus, becomes paralyzed by that atzvus. Lev nishbar means, I'm broken over something, there's a burning fire inside me that wants to build something out of that brokenness. It's a lister almanas livnos. It's a mochek almanas lichtov. It's breaking something for the purpose of rebuilding something in its place. It's tearing down an old structure to build a more beautiful structure in its place. So that's a good way, this Hagdara is an important way to understand. Am I in a state of atzvus, or am I in a state of brokenheartedness? If I'm inspired by my shortcoming, if it makes me want to do better and do more, and it fires me up in a way of growth and building, that could be Lev Nishbar. Lev Nishbar could be a very useful tool all the time. But Lev Nishbar is not a stira to being besimcha. Atzvus comes from the tchol, comes from the sitra achra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates that. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that destroys a person. Want to say something? What do you mean?
It wouldn't be obvious that, like, if you're depressed, you are, like, that's like a different...
Yeah, but sometimes we don't know what we're experiencing. Because there's a similarity between them. At least in the external emotion of feeling upset, right? Or feeling even sad. But again, there's a sadness that's destructive. And then there's a sadness that's not really a sadness. You could be in a state of Lev Nishbar and be Mamash Besimcha. It just means that, of course I'm Besimcha. Mitzvah gedol lios b'simcha tamid. I'm always in a state of simcha. Ah, so how do I do lev nishbar? I should have brought your wedding gift. I didn't even knew you were coming. How do I do lev nishbar? And be b'simcha at the same time? The answer is because lev nishbar comes from the sitra of the Kedusha. Asmas comes from the sitra achra.
You can't do asmas with any
hat. No, asmas is an avera. In fact, Aaron of Karlin used to say, there's no bigger avera than sadness. Then he would say the following. He said, it's not really an avera. It's not really an avera, but there's nothing that'll bring you to more averas than sadness. That's what Aaron of Karlin said. I can't point to a pasuk in Chumash. I can't show you in the Moneha Mitzvos that sadness is one of the 613 Isurei Daraisa. But what I can tell you is there is nothing that's going to bring you to more averas than being sad. You just start hating everything. You don't care about anything. Nothing matters. You don't care about mitzvahs. You don't care about averos. There's nothing that'll move you farther away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than atzos. And that's why Rabbi Nachman uses a lashon here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so neosah. Hashem hates sadness. It's the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The merirus, the bitterness, the sadness needs to be destroyed. Why do you think Amalek is gematria mar? That bitterness, that sadness, that cynicism that comes to a person who's going through a sad and depressed situation, right? It needs to be destroyed. You need to destroy that completely. And there's nothing healthy about it. Ava leiv nishbar hu chaviv l'fnei Hashem yisparach. But a leiv nishbar is very desirable and beloved by Hashem. Yeah.
Why does everything that are being brought, like the body parts, like the leiv and the tool, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah. Who cares?
He's showing you that their shoresh is very different. That the shoresh of sadness comes from an organ that's removed from Kedusha. I mean, you have to trace it back to its root, right? Meaning sometimes superficially they'll express themselves with similarities on the surface. That's why I'm saying follow it back down. Follow it down the pipeline. Does it lead me back to a heart? If it leads back to my heart, then it's coming from a place of spiritual growth. Right? If it comes back to my spleen, so again, he's basing it off of a tikkun ezar. But atzos, what comes from the spleen, is not coming from not a response to a sensitivity towards Kedusha or a lack of connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's going to lead to natural growth. So I think that's what he's saying. Follow it back to its shores. Don't be confused by its superficial presentation. So Lev Nishbar is Chaviv of Nei Hashem Yisbarach. Ki Lev Nishbar Yakar Ma'od Ma'od Be'einav Yisbarach. Vayatov She'alo Lev Nishbar Koleom. In truth, you can live with a Lev Nishbar all the time. Ah, Rabbi Nachman, don't you tell us in Lakutim Maran, in Tinyana, in the second part of Lakutim Maran, Chav Dalid, aren't you the one who taught us Mitzvah Gedol Elios B'Simcha Tamid? So how can you tell me, how can I be Lev Nishbar all the time while I have Mitzvah Gedol Lios B'Simcha Tamid? The answer is because Lev Nishbar is not a stira to Simcha. Lev Nishbar is breaking oneself with the purpose, with the hope and intention of building off of it. Let me read you a lesson from the Tanya. Tanya has, in multiple places, he talks about the inyan of sadness and the inyan of Lev Nishbar and the very clear difference between the two. So the beginning of Perek Chavav in Tanya. Biram kagon da tzarech laodoi klal gadol. Person needs to know the following major principle. Ki kimo shenitzachon lenetzach divrei davar gashmi. Kagon shnei anashim. Hamisavkim ze emze lahapil ze ezeh. When two people are fighting, one against the other. A wrestling match. Yaakov is fighting Sarashal Esav. Yeah? So for a person to be victorious over his opponent, he needs to what? He needs to believe that he can win. If you go into the boxing match knowing you're going to lose, you're guaranteed to lose. Hideyam echad hu ba'atzlus, hu kvedus. If a person is heavy, sluggish, he's feeling lazy, so then he's going to fall very easily, says the Baal Tanya. Gamim hu gibor yotze michavero, even if he's the stronger of the two. But if his presentation of self is one of heaviness, right? If he looks a little slow to the step, if he doesn't show a presentation of confidence that he can win, so then sometimes even the weaker of the two opponents can win. It's not possible to win when a person is lazy and heavy. It shuts a person down. Which of the four elements of the Bria is compared to Marah Shechorah, to sadness, to depression? Of Eish, Ruach, Afer, and Mayim. Each one of them has a positive nekuda and a negative nekuda. But in the negative traits, Eish, Ruach, Afer, Mayim, right? Afer corresponds to what? To Marah Shechorah. When a person just sits there like a clump of dirt and can't do anything. Ki im bezrizus, if a person fights with zrizus, hanemshechas mi simcha upsichas halev, when there's an opening of the heart, there's a simcha. V'tayrasu mikol nidnu daigav ha'etzev ha'ola. And that can lead a person to what? To remove any worry and any sadness in the world. U'mashakasuv, so now you'll say, hold on a second. Doesn't the Pasuk in Mishlei say that there's what to gain from sadness? You just told me sadness is a guaranteed way to lose in life. What does the Pasuk then mean in Mishlei? B'chol etzev yiyeh mosar. That in every etzev, in every sadness, there's going to be some motar, there's going to be some gain. Peirusho. She'a'eze yisron u'mal l'mizeh. There's some advantage, there's some profit, something can be gained from sadness. So you just told me that if you're sad, even if you have more natural resources, you're going to lose the battle. So what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei in Perek Yudalid when it says, V'chol etzev, yeah, mosar, that in every sadness there's profit, there's gain? Hine adrab, milashon ze mashma, she'otzev mitzar atzmo ein bo mala, rak she'yagia v'yavu imena eze yisro. He says, no. Yeah, mosar, the opposite, right? That what? Milashon zeh mashu she'etzem mitzad atzmo ein bo mala, rak she'yagia v'yavimeno is a yisron. That it can lead to a profit. Meaning the sadness itself is never beneficial. But sadness can lead to something. That's what the pasuk is saying. That all sadness can lead to something mibachutz. Now, again, I still don't understand. You told me that sadness itself is not good. But you're still saying that sadness can lead to something. But I thought sadness can lead to anything. So here's what he says. V'hainu ha-simcha amitis ba-Hashem alokav ha-ba achar ha-etzev ha-amiti. Li'itim mizumanim al-avonosa b'mar nafsho v'lev nishpar. See, what the Baal HaTanya is doing, he's showing us that, yes, you might call it sadness. You might call depression sadness, and you might call lev nishpar sadness. But the Baal HaTanya is saying they're not the same thing. Sadness be'etzem is bad. There's a form of sadness, and that's what Mishlei is saying in Perek Yudalid, that can lead to some profit or to some gain. What's the sadness that can lead to something? He says there's a simcha amitis that comes from true sadness. He's using the word sadness as borrowed terminology. What we might call sadness. What is it really? He says, li'itim izumanim, when the sadness is premeditated. There are set times. You'll see Reb Nachman talks exactly about this. Alavonosa b'mar nafsho v'lev nishpar. When he makes cheshbon nefesh, and he meditates over the things that he did wrong. And he comes to a state of what? Shviras halev. Shal yedei ze nishbara ruach atoma v'sitra achra. U'machitza shal barzel mafsekes beino la'aviv shabbat shamayim. Kamo shakasa bizarre on the pasuk ruach nishbara lev nishpar. The Baal HaTanya is telling us, he just told us in one line, why does Lev Nishbar work? What is Lev Nishbar? Why does it work? What are you breaking? You're not breaking yourself. If it leaves you broken, then that's not it. If you feel broken and feel like you can do less, then that's atzvus. That's sadness in the wrong way. But if a person, if the brokenness of the heart breaks what? He says, "Shal yedeza nishbara ruach atuma." If that feeling of being upset at yourself that you did in the Vera causes what? You to break your Yetzahara, to break the ruach atuma, to break the sitra achra, to break the mechitza shel barzel that's separating between you and Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, that's what the Zohar Kadosh says. That's the ruach nishbara, lev nishbara. That's the ruach nishbara. That's the brokenheartedness that leads to something. To break. Think about it. Chavra, in your heart, because Gemara says in Brachos, it says that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara are both found in the heart. So the brokenness of the heart has to be what? For the purpose of breaking the sad small of the leaf. To break the Yetzer Hara, I believe. And if it breaks the Ruach HaTumah, and if it breaks the Sitra Achra, Then, as Yukuyam Bo Reish at the Kra, then we've come to the beginning of that same pasuk that he mentioned here in Tehillim of Ruach Nishbra, where it says what? That a person comes to Sason and to Simcha, Hashiva Li Sason, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you restore with great joy my salvation, Ruach Nidiva, and a generous spirit, you totally transform yourself. But again, that only comes from a person who understands that Lev Nishbra and Atzvas are not the same thing. There's a quote that they attribute. People sometimes say it from the Kotzker. Others attribute it to Rishim Chabun or Peshitzcha. In the Akadama, to Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg's Hamamara Pnimi, he talks about this Indian of Lev Nishbar. And he says, Kol HaTorah Kula is Lev Nishbar. I mentioned this the other week. It's a beautiful Ha'ara here in the Akadama to the Sefer. The last letter of the Torah is the Lamed of Yisrael, Leinei Kol Yisrael. The first letter of the Torah is Beis. So the greatest Lev Nishvar, in a certain sense, is the Lamed all the way back to the beginning of the Torah, to the Beis. But I can look at Lamed as the farthest point from Beis, if I view the Torah in a linear fashion. If it starts with Beis, Lamed is the farthest point away from that. Right? So from Lamed all the way back to Beis is so far. Or if I understand the Torah more circular, so then I understand that when I come to the Lamed of Leinei Kol Yisrael, I need to go back to the Beis. But Kol HaTorah Kula is telling us that there's this Indian of Lev Nishbar, which is a very powerful tool. It's a very wholesome tool. It's not a contradiction to Simcha. Rabbi Nachman says, in theory, he's going to tell us not like this in practice, but in theory you could be in a state of Lev Nishbar all day, even though Rabbi Nachman writes in Likutei Maran in Yonach of Dalet, that Mitzvah Gedol Lios B'Simcha Tamid. Because Lev Nishbar is not a contradiction to what? To being besimcha. Lev Nishbar is breaking the Sitra Achra inside of me. Lev Nishbar is breaking the Yitzhahara inside of me. So he attributes to Rav Simcha Bunim the famous line, that Ein Kli Shalem Yoser Melev Nishbar. There's no vessel that's more whole. There's no object in the world that's more whole than a broken heart. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. Why? Because the breaking of the Sitra Achra inside of me allows me to be who I'm supposed to be. It makes me into an Adam Shalem. So there's nothing, there's no Kli that's as Shalem as a broken heart. And that's what Kol HaTorah Kula, he describes it very beautifully. That Kol HaTorah Kula is this Indian of Lev Nishvar, bringing the Lamed of Leinei Kol Yisrael back to the Beis of Bereishis. And to understand that they're not far from each other. That it's not some unusual, strange, distant thing. But it can be done in a very healthy way.
I think it's weird that it's a Kli. It's only supposed to be a metallo something. It's not inherently good.
What do you mean?
It's a Kli. It's supposed to lead to something else. It's supposed to fill yourself with something else. It's not inherently
right.
Good. A Kli is only a...
Right, so it creates a vessel to then fill it with goodness. Right. And that's exactly the definition that we gave. A sadness doesn't fill you with anything. It just leaves you with emptiness. Right, the Lev Nishbar, right, it breaks an opening, it fashions a Kli, it makes a void, but to then fill it with Dvarim Pnimiyim and Kedusha. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, let's finish the piece inside. So Rabbi Nachman says, so in theory, Hayatov Shiela Lev Nishbar Kol Hayom, in theory a person could be in a state of brokenheartedness all day. Achanoshim Ke'erkecham Yecholim Levo Milev Nishbar La'atzvas. But a person, because of our unfortunate level, we sometimes get confused and we allow ourselves to become depressed. Instead of the healthy Lev Nishbar that becomes that Kli, like Zev was just saying, that we can fill it with something, unfortunately we don't know the difference between one and the other. So a person who's always going to be tough on himself, Rabbi Nachman, by the way, Rabbi Nachman himself, like we spoke the other day when we were speaking about Rabbi Nachman's attitude towards philosophy, where he said, stay away from it. And yet in other places, his meram is that as the Tzaddik Gadol, he's osek with all of the questions of the Bria. So, Rabbeinu, what do you want from us? And his answer was, what I want from you is to stay away from this stuff. For myself, as the Tzaddik Gadol, of course, I have to be the one to respond to the challenges of the generation. But you, stay away from it. You're gonna get ruined by it. It's the same thing here. Lev Nishbar, Rabbi Nachman Kiyadua, was a person who was sometimes seems like a very sad person. In the Chaim Oran, In Osios Reish Lamed Hey and Reish Lamed Vav. Shkoyach Shem. In Reish Lamed Hey and Reish Lamed Vav, in the Chaim Oran, Rabbi Nachman says, I know that you look at me sometimes, you think I'm sad all the time. Now again, there's a part of us that you read Rabbi Nachman and you read kind of the hergish he gives over, and you feel like, wow, he was an intensely sad person. And then other times you read Rabbi Nachman, you're like, wow, you must have been the happiest person ever. So what was he? Was he very happy? Was he very sad? Rabbi Nachman said to his Talmidim, bottom line, don't be confused by me. Don't be confused by the fact that sometimes I look like a person who's in a state of atzus. What I ask of you is mitzvah gedol lios b'simcha tamid. That's what I ask of you. What I also ask of you, because I don't want you to give up this midah of lev nishbar, is to be koveya time with kavana to work on the inyan of lev nishbar. Call it cheshbon nefesh, if you will. Where you break yourself down for the purpose of building yourself up. But it can't, if it's happening on its own, that's not good. Then you're just being sad and depressed. If you say, I'm setting aside this period of time every day to allow myself to criticize my shortcomings with the hope of building something wholesome in its place, that's gevaldik. Rabbi Nachman was like that all the time. But that's why his Talmidim said, you think I'm sad. You sometimes think that I walk around a very depressed, dark person. I'm in a state of lev nishbar all the time. That's how I grow. That's how I'm achieving my tachlis in this world. So Rabbi Nachman tells us, because of our shortcomings, it's not shayach for us to be in a state of lev nishbar too often, because we'll come to sadness. Alkein, tzrichin liachid eizah shah bayom shielo lev nishbar. Dainu lizbodeit ulishaber libo lefanav yisbarach kamavur b'makom achir. Set aside a time every day. I'll give you an eitzah. If it's hard to find a set time to do this, you know when you can do this? You can incorporate it into your davening. It doesn't have to be like a separate time. If you can have a few moments of hisbodidus, if you can have a few moments of sitting alone, maybe not in the context of a tzibur, in the context of a formal tefillah, that's also very good. But if you don't have time, so work on lev nishbar. But now you understand what lev nishbar means. Like the Baal HaTanya said. It's not the same thing as atzvos. Atzvos is inherently nothing. There's something that is similar to atzvos that leads to something. What is that? It's called lev nishbar. But again, it has to lead to something positive. Otherwise, then run away from it. U'leshaber libo lefanav yisbach, to break yourself in a positive way, right, at a set time, on a daily basis. Aval shar kol hayom kulo yerak b'simcha. Valzeh hizir osanu kamapam. This is Rabbi Nachman used to tell us. Lev nishbar has to be premeditated, and the rest of the day, your natural state should be simply to be b'simcha. L'sametz l'sgaber, shalo yelanu lev nishbar rak eza shabayom, v'atzvos klal lo. And in this way, if my natural presentation is one of simcha, so hopefully I'll stay away from that dark world of atzvos, of marashchora, of depression and sadness. Ushar kol hayom, yeah, b'simcha. The rest of the day, a person should be b'simcha. We're living in the ikras of the Mashiach. Yeah.
Is that the end over here? That mishkar and simcha are two different things.
They are two different things.
You could be
right. There are midos that can be operating at the same time. But lev nishbar hurts. The reason we confuse lev nishbar with atzvah is because it doesn't feel like simcha. It's breaking yourself. But again, what about which part of yourself? It's breaking the sitra achra inside of yourself. It's shattering the amalek, the marirus inside of yourself. Amalek begamatria mar. It's shattering the yetzahara inside of yourself, and the sitra achra inside of yourself. It's coming from the lev, the sad smol shebelev, which is the makom of the Yetzirah. Okay? So the time we're living, it's called the Ikfas of the Mashiach. Right? The final steps before Mashiach. The Vilna Gaon said there are 999 steps that we need to take. There's a small sefer called the Kol HaTor, written by a grandnephew of the Vilna Gaon. And he writes in there, he says, the Pasuk says, I think it's in Yirmiyahu, the Pasuk says, Eis Sara Hili Yaakov. Eit Sara Hili Yaakov. It'll be a time of Tzara for Yaakov. The Vilna Gaon said, that Eis Sara Hili Yaakov is a reference to the Ikfas of the Mashiach. And Eis Sara Hili Yaakov is Gematria 999. And there are 999 steps that we have to take. Ikfas of the Mashiach literally means the footsteps towards Mashiach. So how many steps is it? The Baal Tani already says, in his time he already said, that we're in the Ikfas of the Mashiach. The Chavetz Chaim, who passed away in 1933, said we're in the Ikfas of the Mashiach. So how many hundreds of years have we been in the Ikfas of the Mashiach already? The answer is, it's a long process. It's not three or four steps. It's 999 steps. Okay? But one of the challenges of the Ikfas of the Mashiach is that it's a zman of tremendous hester panim. We don't see Hashem very much in the world. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of a feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what on earth is going on in the world. When Moshe Rabbeinu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haredi nas kvodecha, right? The whole purpose of the world. Hashem says, the Navi says, you created the world, that everything was created lichvodi, kvod shemayim. The whole purpose of our life is to bring kvod shemayim. Hashem created the world lichvodi, for his kavod. So we say, Rabbeinu Sholem, this world is a kavod to you. You look out the window, you say, this world is a kavod to you. This is everything. Barasiv, Yitzartiv, Af Asitiv, everything was what? Lichvodi? That's why you made the world? So we say to Hashem, Hareini nas kvodecha. What was Moshe asking when he said, Hareini nas kvodecha? What question was he asking? Tzadik v'ralo. How do you explain so much suffering? How do you make sense of so many seemingly good people, innocent people, who've suffered in your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this is a Hareini nas kvodecha. Show us what's going on here. And therefore, as the Ikfas HaMashiach drags on, and we're taking those final steps, the bitterness gets more severe. And the Hester Panim gets more intense. And the longing for Hareini nas kvodecha, Rabbeinu Shalom, what's the plan here, becomes more intense. And every time we think, oh, now something's going to finally change, and then it just gets worse. The same way Moshe comes to Paro, and says, I'm taking the Jews out. And Paro says, no, you're not. I'm making it worse. And Moshe goes back to Hashem and says, well, what kind of plan was that? Totally backfired. So Hashem says, no, you'll see. Now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro. So we're living our whole life with, now you'll see what I'll do to Paro. Now you'll see. Any second now, Mashiach. Tzaddikim have been screaming. The Baal Tani said, Ikfas the Mashiach. And then the Chafetz Chaim said, Ikfas the Mashiach. And every couple of years, you know, someone gets up and says, oh, this is a year, it's Mesugal for Mashiach, Pesach this year, it falls out, it's a Shemitah year, it's a post-Shemitah year, all these Cheshbonos, and it's constant disappointment, it's constant Marah Shechora, it's constant depression. So I told you a remez a couple months ago. When we look in Galus Mitzrayim at the beginning, right, it says, Vayimaru es chayayim, they made their lives exceedingly bitter. Right, the bitterness, it wasn't just hard work. It was the feeling of my life being worthless. It was the depression. They were forced to work despite feeling so bitter and broken. Right? Not in a brokenness that only... Eventually, the Vinahafachu was that eventually Hashem healed them from that brokenness and turned what? And turned the sadness and the depression of Mitzrayim into what? Into Lev Nishbar, which led to the ability to be Mekabel, the Torah. Which is also an avdus, but it's an avdus that doesn't leave you feeling broken. It's an avdus that leaves you feeling energized. So that's why Vayimaru es chayayim is begematria ikfas of the Mashiach. Vayimaru es chayayim is 936, is gematria ikfas of the Mashiach. Because the whole inyan of the ikfas of the Mashiach is to try, and again, we just see it in the world today, very naturally. How many people, and I'm not just poking fun, but how many people are taking some type of, you know, either medicine or undergoing some form of therapy for their mental health? Now, you could say it's always been this way, and people are just, you know, more aware today. Or maybe certain things that, you know, people were too embarrassed to deal with in the past, people are dealing with in a more healthy way. Maybe it's good that people are speaking to people and seeking therapy, and maybe there are depression medicines that people should be taking, right? And maybe there is a very reasonable explanation why what's that class at Harvard? Positive psychology, right? It's like the biggest class in Harvard. Maybe there's, you know, and again, there are sociological reasons, but a lot of it in Pnimius is all because we're living in the depths of Marah Shechora. Marah Shechora, just to translate the words, Marah Shechora means black bile. In the ancient world, they believed that there were four bile, four liquids of the body that generate different emotions. The black bile, marashchora, is the term you find in the svarim, means it generates that darkness within a person, the depression within a person. So we're living in the vayimaru as chayayim. That's what we're living in. That's the darkness and the depression we're living in. So I brought a piece of Shem Yishmuel to share with you. In Parshas Va'era, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Shem Yishmuel says the following, and it's very nogeya to Chodesh Nisan, Abalein Latova. He says, Inyan Dalad Lashonos Shel Geula. Why do we have Dalad Lashonos Shel Geula? Why do we have Dalad Lashonos Shel Geula? Says Shem Yishmuel, Dinei Geulas Mitzrayim Hirosh L'chol HaGeulos. Mitzrayim, we know, is the Shoresh of all Galus. Mitzrayim is the Shoresh of all Galus. Medrash even says that all the Galios are called Al Shem Mitzrayim. And therefore, Shem Yishmuel goes on and he says, each of the four Galios corresponds to a different one of these Maros. Again, these Biles, these things that they understood generate certain emotions. So Galus Bavel is Keneged the Red Bile. And he explains, he brings Psukim to Bimram, he saw all these things. Parasumadai is Keneged Mara Levana. He says Malchus Yavan is the green bile, the bluish green bile, Mara Yeroka. And then he says Malchus Edom, the Galus that we're in, is Keneged Mara Shchora. The Galus we're in is Mara Shchora. And he says, very strong here, he says, Shem Yishmuel writes, V'yadua b'chochmas harafua, shemachlas mara shchora kasha mikulan. Like we learned in Shem Yishmuel this past Thursday, that this galus is connected to all of the galios. Why? Because the mara shchora, a person who's depressed, a person, that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman's saying. If you're depressed, you lose everything. It's totally different than Lev Nishmar. Lev Nishmar can be b'simcha. A person who's in a state of mara shchora, he's going to be a very sick person. And he goes on to explain, that's why Talmud Torah connected Kulam, that Dafka in the Galus Edom, like the Rechaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Tetzaveh, that the key to getting out of the final Galus is through Torah, that Torah can perhaps bring us to a state of Simcha. Okay, there's a lot more to say here. But again, just to go back to the Remez for a second, Vayimaru es Chayim is Begmatri Ikvas of the Meshicha. Because again, the whole marishchor, the whole bitterness, the whole sadness that we're going through in the world today is rooted in Galus Adam. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says, Mitzvah Gedol Elios B'Simcha Tamid. Bikoveya time for Lev Nishbar, B'Kavana. Do it in a way that's going to build you up, not going to break you down. And if you do it in that way, then a person can grow from it. Okay, Mirtz Hashem will continue. A lot more to say, but...